Like it wasn't ideal, like with the lockdown and then getting back into it and then picking up niggles early on, wasn't ideal, like I said. So ended up being maybe just over 5 weeks kind of thing before I got back involved with the lads, which is always tough, like coming into a fit group and the lads have been at it, to be fair, like, you know. So I'm just trying to get up to the tempo now with all the boys, get the fitness up on the weeks I missed, and yeah, just get back to getting match fitting and being available for selection, like.
Was it a tough few weeks kind of before the lockdown and then kind of coming back into the balls? But since then, it's been a good week to draw away in Waterford, beating Longford, and a great win the other night, so things are looking up, hopefully.
Yeah, like I was saying to you come the last time in them Turner's Cross, it's every week, you know, we've been building, and like I've been seeing, like as I said, I've been injured for it, so I've been seeing what the lads have been working on the pitch week in, week out, and you see bits and pieces of it transpire to the game then, you know, and I think it's just like the gaffer's always on about building blocks, you know, and he's always saying like we get the first one done, second one, well, let's add to it, and I think they did, and I think it all came together the other night against Sligo, and you know, I was saying if we just need one for let to hit the net, and I think the goals will come, and you know, I think that happened, you know, so yeah, so. An unbelievable week from the lads, and all credit where credit's due. Like,
it's a long road trip to Derry now on Friday, and a tough game up there, always in the Brandywell. You've done loads of times over the years, but it's probably the first time a lot of these lads have made that journey up to Brandywell.
Yeah, it's kind of a learned one. You the more you go up there, the more you see the, you know, just the way it is, and the day that's in it itself, it is different to a lot of going to most other games around the league. You know, there's a different vibe around the Brandywell, and I think you know that, you feel that when you're up around the area and you're coming into the ground, it is different, and you know, you just need to stand up to it, and you know, pump your chest out, go out on the pitch, and work for each other, and do what you do, and just have that belief that you can go and get the 3 points. Like you said, we've been up there many times, and many times we've come away with the 3 points because of just pure belief, hard work, commitment, and just backing each other up there, because you're a long way from home, and I think you need it. You need every man like willing to work for each other. You know, one man goes down, you're on him, you're picking him up, you're getting him going again. That's the collectiveness and the team spirit, I think. All Cork teams kind of bring up there, so this will be no different. You know, the gaffer will be gearing us up now, like from yesterday on. You know, we come in yesterday, worked hard today, and we'll be in for the week now, and going up there high spirits and confident.
Yeah, I suppose it's been a pretty weak figure, and victories and goals bring belief and confidence. Are you seeing the team kind of clicking now and more belief in themselves going into matches?
Yeah, 100%. You know, for a long time there, through pre-season, there's nothing like. There's not much like the gaffer and the staff can do to get the confidence. Like they can do whatever they can do, but it really needs to come from when you're on the pitch, scoring goals, hitting the net, and then you start to believe in yourself. Right, we can score goals. We can beat teams. We can you know, we can be taking 3 points in these games, and all of a sudden, you've been building up to it, and then it happens against Sligo, and all of a sudden you're thinking, right, we are a good team, you know what I mean? And it just takes that to just to verify it in your own mind, you know what I mean? So yeah, great week in terms of that, and especially going into Derry now.
Yeah, a couple of days to match day. How do you feel? Do you feel
ready for it? Yeah, like we've been gearing up now. Training's been great. I got back involved with the boys there now. The last couple of days, and like I said, I'm building up to get to the tempo of the lads, and it can be tough after being out for so long, so yeah, I'm just training as hard as I can this week to be part of that game on Friday in whatever capacity the manager wants me to be. You know, our team at the moment is solid, and there's no one at fault for that. They've all been outstanding the past week, so there's huge competition for places in our squad, and even in training there's a different vibe this week. Everybody's at it, everybody's trying their best, so we've a whole squad going up there to choose from, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're coming back this sort of time, and you know, it's a tough few weeks for you because you're on the road, and the Derry then away to Rovers and the Cup, then away to Shelburne, so it's a difficult testing kind of.
It is, and I suppose maybe a few of the lads mightn't have done it before, but it's always been the way down here, you know, when we're always travelling, you know, so it's par for the course, and just taking part in the league, it's what we do, you know. You can't even make a deal of the fact that you have to go up the road, because it's very, like, you know, you do have your Waterfords and your cup games around the area or whatever, but more often than not you're on the bus and you're travelling, you're racking up the miles, and that's just something that just comes with the territory when you play for represent Cork.
How important, Gareth, is it like to keep the run going and get something positive on Friday?
Yeah, 100%. It always is, you know, just to keep the momentum going, like, in terms of everyone, like even Ricardo coming off the bench and keeping his momentum going, getting another goal and keeping that going for him, and it's no different for everybody on the pitch. You know, we work hard this week and we try and, like you said, carry all the momentum in this, and it's been a great week. Carry that into the game now on Friday, and, you know, hopefully that can kick us on again and give us another bit of momentum. To be fair, that's all down to, you know, I'd have nothing to do with any of that. That's all down to the gaffer and Joe and the rest of the staff and stuff. But like, just in terms of having an impact, you do have to come in every day and be mindful of the fact that you can't just sit back and, you know, like even when you're in the dressing room before games and stuff, you really have to do you know, just put your two cents in and not sit there and let the day go by. You have to add to it, like, you know what I mean. And I think we've a great group. Everybody kind of does it. We're all getting each other going. And even just, you know, days after games and stuff, just everybody just talking each other through the game, what we thought we'd done well, what we thought we'd done wrong, what we can improve on. So I would have tried my best to add to that in whatever way I could. Like, just mingling around and going here, there and everywhere with the lads, and just getting chatting amongst ourselves, whether it be in the gym or having a coffee or whatever, you know. Just trying to add to our day's work in whatever way I can, you know. Yeah, that's it, exactly. It's been great watching the lads there the past week, but it's frustrating then as well, because you do want to be a part of it, like, because it's you know, when you see them celebrating goals and stuff like that, it's cat not being amongst it, like, you know. But you know, Ari, you're buzzing for them and you're delighted. But so I can't wait to build up that get back to the tempo, get match fit, and get back involved with all the boys. So, lads, thanks very much.
Cheers, good luck.